What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wait, you're going to say this guy is not talented? That's ridiculous. All right. You don't like his music. That's okay. Not everybody likes everybody. So it's okay if you don't like his music. But you can't call him not talented. The President of the United States has told Bruce Springsteen to keep his mouth shut. And the President is really pissed that Springsteen mouthed off on foreign soil. We talked about this yesterday. Let me remind you what Bruce Springsteen said when he was opening his European tour for his latest tour, The Land of Hope and Hope and Dreams. And it's a song from a few years ago. Let me remind you of what he said, and then I'll tell you what the president said concerning what Springsteen said. Springsteen said on stage in front of a London audience, "The mighty E Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of art, of music, and rock and roll in dangerous times. In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experiment to join us. Raise your voices against authoritarianism and let freedom ring." Later in the concert, Springsteen talked about how the administration has abandoned the poor and that the leaders are sadistic. He said, quote, "In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now in my country. They're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those who struggle for their freedom. They are defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological demands." All right, that's what Springsteen said. So the president gets word of this, and he is not happy. The president said, quote, "I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the president of the United States. Never liked him. Never liked his music. He's a radical left. And importantly, he's not a talented guy. Just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president, who came close to destroying our country. If I wasn't elected, it would have been gone to Sleepy Joe, who didn't have a clue as to what he was doing. But Springsteen is as dumb as a rock and couldn't see what was going on. Or could he? Which is even worse. this dried up prune rocker, his skin all atrophied, ought to keep his mouth shut, all in caps, until he gets back in the country. That's just standard fare. Then we'll see how far it goes for him. What do you think of the president's response? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Again, I know that the judgment of art and artists, music for example, I know that is subjective. And you could really technically say that in your opinion, somebody's not talented. You can have that opinion. But I think with conventional wisdom being what it is concerning somebody like Bruce Springsteen, I think you look really foolish to say that Bruce Springsteen has no talent. There are people that I don't care for, I don't like their music, but I recognize that they have talent. For example, I'm not into the opera, but operatic singers have a lot of talent, but I'm not into it. So I just think the President of the United States exposes himself as just an ego-driven, mean person when he has to go so far as to say that Bruce Springsteen has no talent. Because I think that's hard to sell. And that's hard to sell among a lot of people. It's hard to sell among a lot of Republicans and conservatives who the president believes are his people. And I just think it's hard to say that Bruce Springsteen has no talent. But I understand that he's pissed. You know, Bruce Springsteen made some really strong points against him and the administration. But to just, you know, well, here's another thing. You know, he calls him a prune rocker with atrophied skin. Okay, let's think about the president. He has perfect hair. And when his hair is not coiffed, it's quite thin underneath. If it's not coiffed a certain way, the president would appear to be balding. The president has, and not everybody is fortunate enough to have this, but the president is such a good-looking man that he has bags under his eyes. He has a droll mouth that rarely ever smiles. And again, these are all his attributes. He has a wrinkly chicken neck, turkey neck. He has wrinkles on his face. And his body is very rotund. He's a pudgy guy. And I guess that's the way he thinks everybody should look. Bruce Springsteen is in great shape. Bruce Springsteen in his 70s, in unbelievable shape. And so to call him a prune, I wonder if the President of the United States has a mirror. If you want to join us with a comment, and I didn't make appearance an issue here. The President of the United States did. If you have a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Frank, Long Island, you're on WWL. Hey, Frank.
Scoot. Boy, do I have something to tell you. You ready?
Yeah.
As you know, I've been going to New Orleans for over 20 years.
Yeah.
I found out yesterday one of my close, you can only count your close friends on one hand.
Yeah.
I met a guy about 19 years ago. We've been so close. I went through a divorce back in 2019. He was the first one there to be with me. He wanted me to move along. If I did, I would be a millionaire today because we bought a second bar. He worked with you in the 60s.
Who was that?
He hung out with your nephew, which I think he said recently passed away, which I'm sorry to hear that.
No, my nephew didn't pass away.
Oh, okay. Maybe just lost contact with. That's good to hear. His name is Doug. His real name is William, but they call him Doug.
Yeah.
Doug Emmers. He owns the Spotted Cat in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I remember that name.
Okay. The funny thing he said to mention to you is I know you're heavy into music and everything, but evidently, I might say this wrong. You produced the record, or you an employee, or you a co-worker produced the record, and you named the record or the production company or something, your last, and I can't say it. But your last name reversed.
No, that wasn't me. It had to be somebody else.
You?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. But he said he works with you at the Crawfish?
No.
He mentioned you by name. Scoop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, he must have me mistaken with somebody else.
Oh,
that's
my
not,
God.
That's not me.
There
but,
goes
you know,
my funny answer, though.
It can happen. You know, we mistake people. You know, hey, a long time ago, you know, we were all, you know, drinking and, you know, smoking oil.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's in his young 70s. I'm 70. He's in his young 70s.
Yeah.
And
we
talk about everything except for one topic. We did not get on the Trump topic.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Other than that, we share everything with each other. But now I'm going to tell him he got me in trouble.
Tell him, yeah. Tell him he's confused. But hey, tell him he's not the only one confused.
You take care of yourself.
All right. Frank in Long Island, thanks for tuning in. Let's go to Nate in Metairie. Nate, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
I want to know if I remember about 2018, you were hawking on the air about Russia collusion, Donald Trump, Russia collusion, and that was proven to be a dossier that was fake and forged, bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And I want to know if you've apologized for leading your audience to believe that he was colluding with Russia.
No. And I won't, because what I did was I was only reporting the stories that were out there. It wasn't coming from me. These were not my thoughts. And I never said there was Russian collusion. I only reported the stories that said there was Russian collusion. So it was not me. It was a vicarious relating of the story. So I never actually said that on the air. But I talked about the stories that were out there.
Okay, fair enough. Do you know why I could never vote Democrat?
No,
this is why.
But I mean, I got a lot of reasons why I can't. In many cases, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to vote one way. So a lot of people felt like they had to vote for Trump, even though they didn't want to. So sometimes people are in that situation. Why can't you vote for a Democrat?
Because if I had two sons and one had a strong work ethic and one would rather play video games all day. And so my two sons were 20 years old. They were twins. And one son went and worked extra hard and took full overtime, worked 12 hours a day and saved his money, bought himself an education and spent 12 years paying for school to be a doctor. And he got himself into a tax bracket where he had to pay 40% of his income in taxes because he was making $250,000 because he didn't sit around.
Okay.
My other son wanted to work as least as possible so he could just flip burgers or just do the least amount of work as possible to where he got to go home and sit on the couch and play video games all day.
Okay.
Now, they both filed taxes. The lazy son, who only worked 4 hours a day, he got money back from the federal government, and my son, who worked 12 hours a day, he had to pay money.
Okay.
So it rewards laziness.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Who has more money in the bank?
Who has more money in the bank?
Which son has more money in the bank? Forget about the refunds. Who has more money in the bank?
The son who works harder and applied himself would always have more money.
And how much responsibility as a parent do you hold in the lazy son not wanting to do anything?
he is the god of his life, and he can make a choice to be lazy.
Okay.
But if we set up a system where we reward laziness and you get to go to the federal government and get the hardworking man's tax dollars, and the Democrats say, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich,
it's
unconstitutional.
I agree with you. I talk about that all the time, Nate. I talk about that all the time. All the time.
I didn't realize that.
Well,
it's
a shame that there are so many people who pick out certain things that I say and assume everything else, and they don't actually listen to what I say. I talk about this continuously, and I have more in common with Republican ideology than liberal ideology. And it comes out every day on this show for people who actually listen. But, Nate, I appreciate the call. And have a nice weekend. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So this is what the president is saying to Bruce Springsteen. Telling him to shut his mouth after Springsteen said what he said, which we talked about yesterday, and I mentioned just a little while ago. And the president calls Bruce Springsteen a prune with atrophied skin. Does the president not have a mirror? I mean, seriously. He used to be a tight, slim, good-looking playboy. He's become a Pillsbury Doughboy. I mean, this guy has no room to criticize anybody else. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.